Shalom. You are at the commemoration site established in memory of the soldiers from Battalion 71 who fell during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Battalion 71 was an armored unit that was to be called into action only in emergency situations. It was located within the Armored Forces Academy, and its commanders had various roles in the academy during routine times. The soldiers of the battalion were cadets and trainees in the various courses. A week before the war broke out, the tension was growing that an attack was imminent, leading the battalion to actually form into a fighting unit. The battalion commander was Lieutenant Colonel Meshulam Retes, along with his deputy commander, Major Gideon Weiler. Cadets that were just completing the Armored Officers Academy course also joined the battalion. On Friday, the soldiers flew to the Rosh Pina airfield, arriving to a nearby base where they received tanks. Throughout the night, the crews intensively prepared the tanks and arranged the various units. On Saturday morning, the battalion, including three companies of tanks, climbed up the Golan and joined the 7th Armored Brigade. It received the responsibility for the northern front of the Golan from Mount Hermonit up to Mount Varda. On that very day, October 6th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the armies of Syria and Egypt opened a full-scale war against the State of Israel. The Syrians opened the war with a heavy artillery bombardment all along the border, which was followed by airborne attacks. Battalion 71, which had only gotten as far as the Wasit Junction, repelled the attack with no casualties. The battalion moved to its intended positions and took part in holding defense against the enemy forces that were trying to break through the defense line. The day after, Syrian artillery continued to fall on our forces, injuring two company commanders of the battalion that had to be evacuated for medical treatment. At the same time, one of the companies joined the Golani Infantry Brigade in their attempt to take over the Hermon stronghold, which had been conquered by the Syrians. The attempt failed, and one more company commander was injured and evacuated to hospital. The continuous fighting began showing its effect both on the exhausted soldiers and on the tanks that were being hit continuously until they became inoperable. On Monday evening, a Syrian commando force attacked Outpost 105. Two tanks were sent out to assist the outpost, but along the way, communication with them was cut. At midnight, three more tanks under the command of the deputy battalion commander moved in the direction of the outpost, but communication with them was also lost. Early in the morning, the last force under the command of the battalion commander left its position to search for the tanks. They found that all five tanks had been hit. All the crewmen, including the deputy commander, were found dead. Only one tank driver survived. That same day, October 9th, the battalion received an order to join Battalion 77 that was located south of Mount Hermonit. Their mission was to block a large Syrian force that was advancing westwards into the Golan. This was the beginning of a bloody clash that would later be known as the Valley of Tears Battle. After all efforts of the Syrians to penetrate into the Golan in the northern front failed, they brought into the battlefield their elite units to try and gain some achievements in the war. The battle was led at very short range between the two sides, and our forces were close to exhaustion. Around 10 o'clock, the commander of Battalion 71 destroyed a Syrian tank from point-blank range and started bypassing it in order to get to a better position. While moving, the tank was exposed and was hit by a Syrian tank. By this stage, the battalion had lost all of its chain of command and ceased functioning as a unit. The remaining units of the battalion joined other tank units according to their location in the battlefield. The hard-hitting battle of the Valley of Tears finally came to an end when the Syrians retreated to their former positions behind the borderline. 11 soldiers from Battalion 71 were killed in the Yom Kippur War during those fateful days of holding defense battles. May their memory be blessed. As the war continued, a new battalion joined the 7th Brigade and adopted the name Battalion 71. The force, under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Amos Katz, was based mainly on soldiers who had returned from abroad to fight in the war. The battalion, made up of 36 tanks, led a major offensive attack into Syria and conquered the stronghold in Mazrat Beijan. Following the end of the war, Lieutenant Colonel Amos Katz received the mission to restructure Brigade 188 that had suffered so many casualties during the war. Battalion 71 became a regular battalion of this new organized brigade. The generations of soldiers from Battalion 71 will remember with pain and pride their fellow comrades in arms who fell in the Yom Kippur War in 1973. We thank you for your attention.